דף שיינין. Okay, the Chavisrui is middle explaining five tznoyim in every one of the four stages of tshuva, which was harota, in aziva, in avidui, in kabbalah. So now is the third one. About tznoyim bekoshes hamachila, what is the tznoyim, the conditions for asking forgiveness, which is vidui, kumaykin chamish is also finished conditions. Echad mem, one of them is his vadus, but when he suffers, he should express, he should confess his sins. Shiyirbu ba'einovi b'libo. The purpose of confession is, it should be magnified in his eye, in his heart. Kumashem says, k'rabi p'sho'einin egdecho. Many sins are in front of you. The purpose of confession is to detailize them and to magnify them. Not to minimize them, as usual, the tendency of us is. Hashem, the second condition is Shiyiskaray Sam Tomit. The purpose of confessing the sins is should be continuously remembered. Yisimam Lenegdoi V'loi Chapolav. Should put in front of him.
What was the first one?
The first one was in order Shiyirbu Vein. Should be a lot in his eyes. It should magnify him. Multiply him and magnify him. You see, you have to do the opposite of what the human's inclination is. Our inclination usually is when we made something bad, we like to minimize them. It's not so the felach. The second is, I like to forget it. Okay, done, finished, forget it, don't remind me. Now, the proper tshuva is, one of the conditions to have a real deep proper tshuva is, instead of minimizing, magnify them. Just a little, multiply them. Instead of trying to forget them, try to remember them. And that's the mitzvah of vidu, this father's chatoisom. They should confess the sins. That's what it makes. You detailize them. You take that chet, you make him, you're departmentalizing him. Every department is a chet for himself. And you remind them, Maida shiskaroisom tomit. Kamashana, the posuk says, Kipishoi aniyedo. David Melch says, I know my sins. The chatoisom negdisomit. Actually, in this posuk, you have both. The first part, the first tznai, that shiirbu ba'ein of belimo, it says, Kipishoi aniyedo, I know my sin. I know the depth of the sin. I know the sin with all his details. And the second is the chatos inegdi, Tommy. This is continue, and I'm not letting it forget. So this, the benefit of vidui and bekosha samachila is now. Why is it so really? If you remember, it's a very beautiful principle. We have to remember that. We have to, as the Maral says, tshuva is the goal. It's not a means. If tshuva would be only a means to a goal, the goal is to be clean. Okay, I owe you $100, damaged your home, your car, and I owe you $100. So tshuva is, pay him up the $100, ask forgiveness, finish. The guy doesn't want to be remembered 3,000 times, so forget, 50 years later, you're going to tell me, you know, you still forgive me, but I mean, you think I said the car is long time junk. You made tshuva, you paid. Tshuva is not in this sense to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I messed it up, and I'm talking to Hashem, please forgive me. Well, if tshuva would be a means just to correct, then all this thing would have any meaning. Well, what do you mean you have to remember it? David Melch has to say, however, tshuva is the goal. Tshuva is the purpose why we're here in this world. And every time we do tshuva, we're making an act of a mitzvah. We're getting closer, closer, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because tshuva is such an important part of our life, that this brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu made it necessary that man must sin. In tzadik water, in other words, it's not possible to stay down in the world and not to sin. So it comes out the chet is a means to a goal. The chet is the means. And the chet brings us to the possibility to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu through tshuva. So, but that means is enough once. If you make a chet, and that's exactly what David the Melech. David the Melech made a slight little chet. And the Gemara says, Mishayim David Choto Ein Eilatoy. It really wasn't a chet for him. For us, what David the Melech had done wouldn't have been a chet. It was Domin HaShemayim to fail. In David HaMelech's Madrege, it was a chet. What did David HaMelech do? A tzachon gechapt in them chet. He get a hold on this chet. So, oh boy, now I'm going to profit on that all my life. I'm going to capitalize on this chet all my life. As Kipeshoi Aniedo. I know my chet. And I'm taking full responsibility for my chet. It's my chet. And the bigger and the deeper the chet is, the more valuable the tshuva is. But since tshuva is the goal, and the tshuva in the tshuva, the accomplishment of tshuva, it depends from where you're coming. The further far you're coming, the greater the tshuva is. So it comes out. The person's job is, okay, don't be other medicine, don't make this mistake which he made. He made purposely a chet in order to benefit from the chet. He wanted to become a Baal Tshuva. So he went down and made a chet. That was his chet. He had no business making a chet. Nobody, Hashem will make you something that you should be choyter. Hashem will not go bankrupt, that he's not going to get you tshuva. But you don't have to worry for Hashem. In other words, Hashem send us down to the soul, we should become Baal Tshuvas. But we don't have to worry for him. Somebody says, let me see the Torah. That's the Avera Kanoda Marishan. That was the chet. It was Avera Nishma. I must speak with the last of you. That was the chet of what. There you have to. We're still working on this chet. However, when a person is already choyter, after he was choyter, he says, now I know why Hashem made me fail. And I was choyter in order to become a Baal Tshuva. And let me benefit. Now, how do I benefit more? The more I'm minimizing the chet, the lesser benefit from the tshuva. The more I maximize the chet, I make bigger the chet, the more I'm benefiting from the tshuva, because the grubber the chet is, the more the tshuva is worth. The less I remember the chet, the lesser opportunities after the tshuva. The more I remember the chet, the more opportunity to have to capitalize on this chet at all times. That's what David HaMelech. David HaMelech had a very tiny, tiny little sin, but he went and he blew up that chet. Keep the show ani edo. I know in depth this pesha. And I put this in front of me all continuously. That's a tshuva continuously.
So is tshuva a meiser or is tshuva an attitude?
Tshuva is a meiser. Tshuva is a vada. The completion is just like a kishma. It's a meiser. It's attitude from the lev. A vada. It's a meiser. You have to say shma shem shem and shem echad. But you need kavana. So the tshuva is a meiser. Tshuva you have to do in the vidu with chadot with kabbalah. This is a meiser. Vada. The shleim is a finish. It's a chet with the lev. To be all there with the heart. You see, the basic tshuva, there's a part in there's tahara and there's kapora. There's a basic element in tshuva which makes you equal with the past, you know, just to wipe off. That you could accomplish even with a machshava shabbalev. And that's not the great madrega of tshuva. There you use tshuva as a means. You know, I want to be clean, that's all, forget it. I don't want to be a chayt. See the tshuva. You're fulfilling a mitzvah of tshuva, but this is not the gedolei tshuva shedoyche loisach shevetoyre. Gedolei tshuva shemegas ada kisakovet. With tshuva, you could reach high where you come from. Let me, Maral explains it in one place. Actually, it's Baal HaTanya, which explains it more in detail. The Gemara says, doyche shekarim kol tshuva yisrael ad Hashem elokecha, ki kushaltu v'adecha. Tshuva yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. Only till Hashem, but you can't go to Hashem, like tachat kisakovet. And then the Gemara says, "Gdoyle tshuva shedoyche loisach shevetoyre." Tshuva is greater than shedoyche loisach shevetoyre. Because the Torah says, somebody divorces a wife, and the wife goes and marries another man. He can never return to the first man. And here Hashem says, I'm re-accepting you. That means Hashem divorced Kaviyochu, and we went and we married out, we abandoned him, and we lived not with Hashem. And then when we do tshuva, Hashem says, also you abandoned me, well, not enough you abandoned, but you went to the goyim, because being the way the Zohar, I'm taking you back. Because Baruch Hu is taking this tshuva, you returning, and he's letting push away the loisach shebetoyre in order to get us reunited. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now what's the pshat? Pshat is, loisach in Esser, the mitzvah of Torah is Torah. It's Torah. With deep tshuva, you could get, is overpowering Torah, and you could get higher than Torah. That means we came down to the world, our origin, we come from Hashem himself. Torah also comes from Hashem himself. But who is higher in Hashem? Who has the priority in Hashem? Israel. Therefore it's called B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. We're the oldest. The oldest even priority over even Torah. Over even Torah. We gave Pirch Nefesh Doicha everything. Everything. The call of Torah Kula. Chutz from tree, even the tree is also doicha, but it cannot be exercised. That's what the Maral says. So Yid is Cheshever of Torah. Because Torah has been made for the Jew, not the Jews, not the Jews made for Torah.
I mean, Tshuva was created before the world.
It was created even before Torah. Tshuva was even created before Torah, because Pshat is, Tshuva was created before Torah. However, in other words, in interest in the creation, Yisrael comes before Torah. B'nei b'choyin Yisrael. But Lemaise, Torah became before Israel. The Paim Shalit Yisrael was the Torah. 2004 was Keter Toyin, only came out in Tzius Mitzrayim, Yaakov, Avrumitzad Yaakov, and 2,000 years later. In other words, in time, 4,000 years later came Israel after Torah. Torah was 2,000 years before the creation, and Israel came into existence 2,000 years after creation. But Sof Maaseh, Machshava Tchila. But the one who comes out last was the Machshava before. What was the Machshava? B'ni B'chor Yisrael. B'chor is the Tipper Rishon B'moich Ha'av. In the Machshava, the first drop of the thought of the Father, which the Zera comes from B'moich Ha'av, says the Baal HaTanya, that's B'ni B'chor Yisrael. The first intention of the creation was, what is my goal? My goal is Yisrael. Now, in order to make Yisrael, I need a Torah, I need a world. I have to put in Torah into the world, and then Yisrael could be developed. But why did I make the Torah? Why did I make the world? Why did I give Torah into the world? In order to develop Yisrael. Yisrael was my first machshava. Yeah. So, our neshamas have been taken from the Kodesh Baruch and put in a hechel neshamas tachas kisah kovet, underneath the kisah kovet, a hechel neshamas. So when I ask myself, I'm a part of Elokus, what's where I'm coming from? From the Hechel HaNeshamos, from the Kisah Kovet, Tachas Kisah Kovet. So I descended into this world from Tachas Kisah Kovet. But why was I put there to begin with? That's what it's right. Now when you come down to this world, if you never were Choyter, if you never were a Tzaddik, so you remain in this, and you remain in the level where you were. Where is that? Tachas Kisah Kovet. You remain there. You never descended lower. Had you been choiter, had you sinned, you go lower and lower and lower and lower and lower. And you get away from your station where you're coming from. Now, when you go away, you do tshuva. If you do basic tshuva, you're coming back. The best tshuva, you're coming back all the way home. Where you came from, where you descended from. You came from Gan Eden, Tachas Kisah Kovet, yeah? From there, you're coming back there. Baruch Hashem, you came back home clean. As you went, you're coming home clean. But what have you accomplished? Nothing. All you did, you come back where you're coming from. However, when you do tshuva mehava, you tshuva from there. It's gdoyle tshuva. This tshuva mehava is greater. That you come back higher from where you came. You came from Kisah Kovet, and you push over exact all of it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You become Chelek Hashem Am, you become Chelek to Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. That's our accomplishment. Our accomplishment of this in this world is that we descended from Tachos Kisah Kovet, and which is below Torah, because the Kisah Kovet is Torah. And we go back, we push through the Kisah Kovet, and we go back to Hashem himself, direct to Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. And that home run is ours. This is we made. This home run is ours. This is the accomplishment of a man. That's not a shutza shel Kodesh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis in deeper depth. Because the ma'aseh bereishis was done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. For ma'aseh bereishis kisa kovet. And we go extend ourselves further beyond the kisa kovet. We come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and we make the chibur. We reconnect the bria with Kodesh Baruch Hu through our total comeback. However, I think that's a home run, huh? Isn't that a home run? You're coming home, okay? I don't know. Okay, now, you know, the klal is, if you want to take a brick, and it's bricklayers, it's passing over brick from one, they're working in steps, you know, they're working in scaffolds, you have to pass it on, you have to throw bricks. So you just don't take, if you take a light stuff, you know, throw it up, you're getting it. The heavy stuff, you have to throw it up. How do you throw them up? Bring them down. No? The more you have to swing back, and then you got to go back. When we have to throw ourselves back, we need a home run to get back all the way up to push through the lowest the Torah to Benzin. You need a swing back, and that's the chet. And the bigger the chet is, the bigger the swing back was. The further you want to reach, the further you're being pushed down. And this is what we have to use. But out the chet is not more than the trigger, which is extended. You pull down this arrow, pull it. And the further you pull it down, and then you let go, you do tshuva, boom. You're going. So it comes out when, of course, we should never bring ourselves low, because our job is to climb. And when you get into dargas, you get into steps, you know, you don't let go. So somebody intentionally is choyter, that's terrible. It's echte v'oshev, that's aveira. That's your aveira. So you climb. And you don't want to drop. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu has a reader, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu flipped you with a chet, and all of a sudden you fell. Then you have to know, does he read the Tzarech Aliyah? Kodesh Baruch Hu made you fail. in order to give it the opportunity to do a further push for it. Other booster rocket has to be ignited. Give other push, you know. You go to the moon, there's a lot of rockets, a booster, boom, boom, other rocket. Every chet is other booster rocket, other explosion in life, which pushes you further. So David HaMelech, he only had one rocket. A chet is a rocket. Through that, boom, you could come back. So David HaMelech only had one little rocket, very, very tiny, tiny, tiny little chet. But what did he do? He magnified it. As Prishani Edo, he took it apart, he took it apart. And the more he recognized the chet and depth in the gam and so, the rocket became more and more heavy and loaded and loaded and loaded. Because also like the summit, he continuously pushed himself further, punished and drive to that. Because that chet is a means to the goal. The goal is tshuva. Tshuva means returning. Returning from where you're coming originally. You're coming from Chelek Hashem, Yipov, Afon, and Shushan. In Pnimis, in essence of Elokus, Yisrael is higher than Torah. Much higher than Torah. But in the order of descending, Torah is prior, because Torah was given before Israel. Vashlishi, and the third condition, which you need, the third tonight, in order to fulfill the completely the mitzvah of vidui, and asking, Mechila, she is ala b'yoyim, you should fast daytime, v'spal v'ala, you should daven nighttime. At the time Eisha Liba Ponui, at the time of the heart of person is available, Elo Tidu is Goylam, is not busy with worldly think, Moshneh with Kumi Roini Valelo. Get up and sing to HaKadosh Baruch at night. When you also levar malas filas salari vezer, I'm still going to explain. Now, daytime is a time when people are busy. And daytime is the life of the person, business and those, and activity. So therefore, that time, it's not Ponui, he's not available to express his feelings to HaKadosh Baruch. However, he has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the areas where Hashem sends him to do it in the way the activities in business, musumerish, whatever it is. And then in order to not to get taken away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's the appropriate time. See, fasting usually is always the mid, fasting is daytime. Because that takes away the kick and the pleasure of the daily activities. So even you're involved in daily activities, but the fasting reminds you connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're kushat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you fast daytime, that makes the daytime close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And night times you're anywhere available. The daily activities is gone. And that you respond to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is the accomplishment. This is one of the tnoyim which you need for his vidui of tshuva. But if in the fourth thing which is needed, she's chanan el alakim, you should beg a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The yatoiv eilof tomit should always be healed to a Kodesh. Shnatifa. How do you call it? Healed? Wrapped up. Yata should always be wrapped up to him. Should like a child is wrapped up to his mother. The Chaper Avonos should always be wrapped up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order, the Chaper Avonos should forgive the Avonos and Vimchol should forgive the Kavuchos. In order, Shem should be covered. Like Moshe Melech Posse says, Chatosi Adiyacho. My sins, I let you know. Avoni Lo Chasisi. I had not covered up my Avonos. Omartia said, Oidei Alei Shoel Hashem. Let me acknowledge. Let me confess on me that my Chatoim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is being, when a person is wrapped up in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, continuously says Hashem, you know, when does a child get wrapped up in his mother? And he holds on, he doesn't let go. But he's afraid the mother will let go. He's waiting to let go, so he's afraid. So holds on to the mother. He's afraid the mother will leave him. We're afraid that Hashem will leave us because Chatosi Adiyachov, Avani Lechasisi, Oidelab Shoah. And that awareness that we are worthy to be Chas V'Shalom disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us being wrapped up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the posts says, "Azayis is Parak Kochot Yerech Leish Mitzoy," and this is the Chosid davens on you at all times because of the Mitzoy of the findings. We have Chatoim in Avoinus in us, and that makes us continuously to Mispar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't lose it. Chamishi, and the fifth condition which we need for Vidu and for because she's a machine, she itrach, he started the last bit of the he should itrach, he should, what do you say in English, itrach?
Toil.
Toil? He should matriach himself, no?
Expend energy.
No. He should work and hustle. He started, he should put in effort. The hazir bin Adam, mikmoisa veroisa, he should warn other people from the avers which he has. In the yara me'ansham, he should make him fear of the punishment of this veil. In askira matshuva, should remind the other. One of the things which helps a person to achieve on his mistakes, when he becomes so sensitive to his mistake that he gets obsessed with that so far that he goes to his friends and says, please don't do this. You see, the person did the same thing. He reminds him, please do tshuva. It's a terrible thing. Don't you dare do. What does it compare, you know, if a person went to a certain restaurant and ate a certain food and became terribly ill, poisoned, terribly ill, and suffers like a whole night he suffered. What does he do the next day? He warns him, please don't you dare eat this food. You're gonna don't drink this water. You're going to be like me. You're going to have this and this and this and this and this. And that is a full awareness that you acknowledge what you have done. When one of the tznoim is of vidui, of confessing to avoidance and asking mechila, when you're getting so obsessed with it, and the expression of obsession is that you warn your friends, please don't you do what I did. You know, I'm suffering so much, it's so hurt, so much hurt, don't do that. Who knows that he made a sin? Yoshev. He should return, v'nicham elokim, he should ask forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm honest, David the Melech says, Alamdo poishim deruchecho, I will learn the sinners, you ways, you paths of life. Since David the Melech said, since I told the negative summit, his sins was always front of me. So therefore, the result of that was, Alamdim poishim deruchecho, I will learn poishim your way. The teaching. Now comes Tznoya Kabod, that's the fourth condition of tshuva. As I said, is Harota, Aziva, Vidui, and Kabbalah. Now comes Kabbalah. The only thing you're never going to do it again. And there we also have five conditions. Kabbalah, Ishla, Yishne, La'asas, Mash, Izim, Mimena, Boy. You will never do again what you could walk away, you not to do. Chamisha Kmoiken, there's also five conditions in that chapter of Kabbalah. Echel, Mimena, one condition is, how do you accomplish that? She, Yishkoil. What do you have to do that it should be more than words? I'm never going to do it again. But Lamaisa, how do you protect yourself not to do it? Says one thing is, in order not to do it again, Shiyishkar, you should weigh Arebus Mehiro, the sweetness which goes so fast by, the color umurbeves, and so becomes so fast dissolved, mixed up with all kinds of things. But Arebus Misacheres Kayemes, with the other type of sweetness, which comes later but it stays forever, Masmeres, and goes on forever. Zakum clearly kadrus ve'irvu without kane eloi, with the total clarity. Which yishkoil tsar mayer kolo, and you should also weigh what is the pain which goes fast by, elokim, which does not exist for long. You should compare it to betzar, to pain, misacher, which comes later but masmid, but it continues to be in elohepsik, which never stops. Mashakosev ala reves, just as has been said on the reves, on the sweetness. Your isem is sus lipni, you saw, and your heart was sus, were happy. Omer says, al tsar, on the other, yotzi viroi pipiga roshan poshim, where the real tsar is, that you went out, you saw the flesh of the dying people, a poshim, it also seemed to be. Yomer king, yomer bo, the day will come, boy, it's going to burn katana like an oven, where you call zedim, all the intentional sinners, who holoi serish, all the kash will, they're going to be like straw, burned up, and liat oisem a yomer bo, and that day which will come, which burning oven, will burn them up like nothing. But at the same time, those who do tshuva and do mitzvahs, the sun will shine up for them. Shemesh tzedakah marpech lefer, will heal them with his wing. If you will really think of that and analyze the difference, in other words, he says, if you did an aveda, compare the pleasure which you got out from the aveda in comparison to the pleasure if you do tshuva, and the pleasure which you do by doing a mitzvah. Obviously, doing a mitzvah because you went for the immediate gratification. But how long did it last you, this pleasure? A few seconds. A little bit. And even that few seconds is also full of all kinds of regretment. It's not a complete pleasure. It's stupidity. It's really nothing more than pure stupidity. That's the usual average pleasure. Compare it to the pleasure when you do a mitzvah. Compare it to the pleasure when you do tshuva. But the pleasure only comes later, you don't see it, but when it comes, it's going to stay forever without any interruption. And the same thing is bizarre. How much? Sometimes you don't do a certain mitzvah because it's not comfortable. You're not comfortable, it causes you pain. But compare a pain which is only temporary and it's minimal to pain which is coming later, but it's going to stay forever. And he says, as the Rebbe Pigdal Noshim Apoish, you see this, the flesh of the dying people forever. In a boy, katana, like a burning oven which burns up. Actually, in one word, he said, but the Mishnah says, negative seder, scharaveda negative seder. Just figure out what are you gaining by a mitzvah, what are you losing by not doing. What are you gaining by doing, making the veda, what are you losing by not. And if you have it in front of you clear in your vision, and you have it in your mind clear, the profit and loss situation, that's going to be a very strong factor in your Kabbalah, in your undertaking, that you're never going to do it again. Hashani, the second thing which you should be aware in order to undertake, Shiten Liboy Boy Yomavis, you should almost have in his heart the days of his dying. Boy Roy, Kots of Olaf, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Masha Kodam, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is angered at him. Al Masha Kodam, I mean, Akitze Bechavoyso, which before he didn't do enough of his Choybas. He has to remember continuously that one day is going to die, and it's not going to be forgotten, this part which he didn't do. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunities and created him for the sake to accomplish things, and he didn't do it. He's also going to have to give an accounting. Who will provide you in the days which is going to come on you? The days when you're going to die, they're going to come on you, you're going to have to give an accounting. The Kash Yoshev Zeli Boy, and if he's going to think about it, that one day he's going to die, and he's going to have to face reality. Chayev Liroy Ma'onshe, then he has to bring him, he's afraid of his punishment. And therefore, Lahaskim Im Nafshoy, he has to come to the conclusion and the final commitment, Shleishne El Mashiach Sifadon Avodav. He shouldn't do again this thing which is angers Hashem. If a person is in continuous awareness, he's afraid of that what I had angered Hashem, which I'm going to have to pay accounting for, and he's worried about it, simultaneously while he's worried about he angered Hashem, he's going to have to pay accounting for, he cannot redo again the same thing. So this is the second thing. In other words, Yaskel Yom HaMisa. But it's not enough Yom HaMisa alone. This is, by the way, this is one of the Gemara says, Pogabach Menibel Zeif, this maneuver, this Yetzar came on you strongly, is one of the eights of Yaskel Yom HaMisa. So how many people go, some is Mochal Shabbos, they miss them, you're going to die one day. So what? Everyone is dying. You can see people, Yaskel Yom HaMisa doesn't affect them at all. So after that, the Chavisol says, Yaskel Yom HaMisa is not enough. Yaskel Yom HaMisa, and there you're going to face your reality, what you all the time in your life, which you ever had angered Hashem, now you're going to have to come to account for it. And how come he did it to me? that's the fear. The fear is not the misa. The fear is what's going to happen after the misa. You're going to have to lift the me out of osad litan din b'cheshman. That's the misa. And if you remember that, if you continuously worry about it, then you can't make you fail again. Ashlishin, the third thing which will help you not to fail again, shiitin aliboy, you should bring the awareness to his heart, a yom in those days, ashenotomem achrelov, those days which you went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lashgiach lavados, I didn't care to serve him. Im asmodos tavoso all of them, all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never unemployed to you. There are days you don't do your duty, but Hashem continues to do. Kama shnei v'la, the post says, kima oylam shavarti alecho, from ever I hope to you, nitakti moisresach, but I had untied your ropes, v'toim li la'evoi. Perish le'evoy. So he says, "Varf betoymi." He said, "Loy evoy." Perish le'varf means says, "Loy evoy." I'm not going to transgress. Loy kabel avodos chol over b'risach. I'm not going to take on. He says, "From ever I had nitak musach, I had from ever broken." Kim oylam shuvarti ulech. I'm sorry, made it wrong. Kim oylam forever shuvarti a broke ulech. Your yoke. I went from ever I broke yoke. I was not mekabel oymach shemayim. Netaktim es resayach, and I did. I disconnected you ropes which is I was tied to you. I disconnected them. But toimri, and you said loy evoir. I'm not going to transgress my path of life. I'm not going to overdo my path of life. I will never going to take on your avoider. I'm not going to come velo over b'risecho. I'm not going to come in your bris. Kilo oma velo ever b'risecho. I'm not going to come into your bris. This was me, and at the same time, Hashem said, "I'm going to bring you through the covenant." And I said, "I don't want to go through your covenant." And even while you did it and you said it, Hashem was still good to you. So remember, when a person understands it, that he was trying to get away from Hashem at the time, and Hashem was still good to him, so he remembers his shortcoming. That's also going to be helpful in his Kabbalah. Shouldn't do it again. Where if he? And the fourth thing which should be emphasized, Shiyoshi Vagzeilois Yimona Min Aveilois. He should give back everything which he took unjustly from other people. He should undo his bad thing. He should be involved curing. See, a person emotionally gambled, and that was his chet. Now he's doing tshuva. So what is his kabbalah? He shouldn't gamble again. He should be busy giving it back. So while a person is busy giving back the ganeva, he's not gambling. Okay? Imagine a guy who's stealing from a bank, stealing from a store. He says, gambler, he couldn't resist his yetzer hara. He sees his unaccounted money, his merchandise. He can't help it, puts in his pocket. Now he wants to come bounce about tshuva. He says, I'm never going to steal again. How do you do so for sure? So be busy giving back. So the person goes, forces himself and goes back, sneaks back to the store to put back the merchandise which he stole. While he works himself back to the store to put it back, he could not be tempted to take out. You see, a person goes back, does tshuva, but takes the other piece, a nicer piece. Listen, when you're giving back, you don't take. You have to be an ongoing style of curing and doing and reproducing, giving back what we take. So if you're busy giving back, we don't take. Either the Torah be plita loy bola, this says Melichus Melicha. When we're busy putting up the blood from the meat, you don't suck in the blood, you don't take in the blood. So you have to be Torah be plita, we have to give it back, we have to return things. While you're returning, you don't steal.
He took care of as far as what he used.
But we're talking now, this is an additional sensitivity in Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah should be really strong. He should be really hold on to his Kabbalah. He should be to his undertaking, his dedication. He should be able to hold on to, this is the Sgula what you could accomplish. He should be busy correcting. Understand that? But as much I did tshuva and ask forgiveness, and say, I had not redone everything. I didn't bother back to the position of before. So continuously busy of returning. While you're returning, you don't cheat, you don't steal. It's not, Azirus had accomplished already.
But he stole something, he has to give it back. He couldn't have gone through the first three steps unless he returned that, what he stole.
Yeah, yeah. But what, so means.
So what's he returning?
It's not the basic, more, asking often, even more. But the Yiraf Mazok is Kolabrum. See what it says? The Yiraf you should let go from damaging any creature. For instance, I give you an example. A person insulted the other person. So, of course, he made a chet. So that is the tshuva, as it is a chet, ask forgiveness. Okay, that's the first condition of the tshuva. Fine. Now I made a kabbalah, never going to insult anyone, never going to hurt anyone. So, what is he doing to enforce this kabbalah, never going to insult, never going to hurt anyone? He's always busy complimenting others. And he's also watching not to hurt any other creature. He wouldn't step on a cockroach unless it's needed. He makes sure that to help any other creature. See, that's the Yiras Mehazokas Kol Habruim. He will watch out any other creature not to damage. Otherwise, he's busy the Mesechta to make people happy. And where he failed, that is correcting. Moshe Kosovo says, Chavoyil Yoshev Rosho Igzela Veshalem. The damage will return the Rosho and Gzela will repay. And it means that he's going to go out of his way to make sure people shouldn't lose things. He's going to watch on people's money. He's going to always be busy to do chesed. He's always going to be busy returning. I'm going to give a person stole money in a pushka, in a shul. Stole money for a pushka for never to feed his addiction to his ganevis, whatever he does. Never came about shul. Of course, first thing he has to put the money for the shul. But what is the kabbalah? I'm never going to do it again. He makes a habit. Not that I'm not going to steal money for the shul. I'm going to sweep the shul. I'm going to put back the sforim on the place. And he thinks, I short change the people in the shul, the rabbim, I make him happy now. So if a person is busy putting back this for him on the place, he's not going to steal money by the self in the pushka. The whole reason why he's doing it, he wants to recompensate what he had taken away. He wants to give it back even excessively more. This is called, that's the chelik of kabbalah. You do more continuously paying back what you had done. Roman like the person said to him, oven be your decho. If you had a certain oven, a certain shortcoming in your hand, you had done damage, halchikeyu. Alienate him from you. Don't let this thing be in your oil. Then you're going to cleanse your face from any kind of damage. The chamishi. And the fifth thing, which final thing, which is very forcing the Kabbalah, is Shi'itin Eliba, you should put his heart, Gdula Savoy, the gates of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ashehimra Dvorah, where he went against the words of Hashem. We also. It went out Mikesher Avedosoi from the tie of his avoider Mesoides Toirosoi. It went away from Mesoides. Mechiach es nafshoi, and it should be Mechiach, should say Musa to yourself, Echlemena Azeh. He should embarrass himself on that. You know, there's such a thing, a person should be self-embarrassed. A person should put himself in such a condition, should be self-embarrassed of himself. Now, how do you do that? Sheitan liba gedura saboir. You should put inside the greatness of Hashem. You should know against whom he went. Kum Hashem, the Apostle says, Hal Hashem Tig, Hal Hashem Tig, Muluzois. A person did you a toive, would you damage him, would you embarrass him? Of course that you did you a toive. Would you embarrass your father, which you loved? He wouldn't do it. But Hashem, he would do it. Hal Hashem Tig, Muluzois. He will do this for Hashem. So, Hal Hashem, for Hashem means the greater Hashem for you is, the greater embarrassed you are. The Apostle says, Ha'oisi lo yisiroyu, Nim Hashem. Me you will not fear, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you remember this question, Ha'al Hashem, Ha'oisi, that great me, that is a Yishnu Gidra Tshuva Shekdamnu. With that, you're going to complete all the Gedorim, all the condition which is needed for Tshuva. Because once you remember the Gedura Saboira, and you little person, what you have done against it, to embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's going to put tremendous shame on you. And that shame will definitely be the reinforcement of your kabbalah that are not going to fail again. Perek Shishi, the sixth perek is Aval Oifin Ha'ora Yeah La'achad Marbot Vorim. How will be the awakeness for one of those four things? As I said before, the tshuva is needed, is divided in four levels. How do you awake yourself? How do you be ma'ore yourself to one of those four things? At first you should have Charoto, and a second Aziva, and the third Vidu, and then Kabbalah. How do you wake up to Tshuva? Echad, one of them is Mechayze, Karkora, so other. Now, we're not talking here of a person who knows he's done a terrible sin. A person failed, which the Chet is Lemaila of his Madrega. This person doesn't have to be too much awakened for his Chet, he knows. Imagine once that you didn't dam shachar, didn't put on tefillin. Of course, you're going to do tshuva, not putting on tefillin. Imagine chas v'shalom, even machalas Shabbos, forget something, and you were rushing, and you made a chilul Shabbos chas v'shalom. Imagine middle of the night, Friday night, you have a smoker, you wake up and you sleep, you reach out for a cigarette, and you smoke a cigarette. In the middle of the cigarette, you demand it as the Shabbos. You don't have to be too much waking up to do tshuva. We speak already of the bal tshuva. We speak, we did already tshuva. And we fall away from the chet. But as you said, David Melech Hatosel and Egdis Somit. So we almost want to do tshuva, and I want to be reawakened to do tshuva again and again and again. Tshuva means it's a racket, brings me back. And you want to boost the racket. You want to go higher and higher. But you know how much can you do tshuva again and again and again the same chet which you've done in your lives? There you need the oiras. There you need ha'oras. There you need awakeness. And that's what you. We're not talking about a chet which blurs in your face, which has an impact of your life. There you know. After you kill the tzaddik gomor, let's take a day after Yom Kippur, do tshuva again, which yesterday we were crying all day on them. You know, be about tshuva again. You're going to daven, ask a tshuva to all heart, you know, you want to have a higher trip, you want to make a better home run. How do you wake yourself up? Now, the chet himself really doesn't bother you that much. Why? Because you did it already. You wiped yourself off, you got clean, you're high, you're learning, you're steiging. How can you benefit? How can you capitalize on this racket, which is called tshuva, when you know the racket was shut up, was shooting, and it was carrying you. You were carried already on this racket. And you want to have a new shot, a new dose. Now, many people, they've done the job, everything, and then they can become pretty much, you know, easy. And then from the easiness, they become negligent. If you're negligent, see, they come to fail again. And after fail again, they can't pick themselves up so fast. And then they have to hit a further bottom than they ever had before in order tshuva should really hit them. That's not the tachlis, because our tachlis is to get upward. They'll be getting downward again. We're getting downward lower than we were before. If the previous tshuva carried me 10 miles forward because I was 1 mile back, but then when I fell from this 10 miles, I'm not getting 1 mile back. I'm getting now 5 miles back. So what do you accomplish? Okay, if I do tshuva again, it's going to carry me 20 miles forward, 5 miles back, 20 miles forward. But then you're going to fall again. So the eight is you have to be an ongoing, continuous bal tshuva. But in order to be awakened for tshuva, not to the style of falling, rather to be a mo'irer tshuva, to ignite the ignition of tshuva continuously, to prepare always to go further. That's what he says. Aval oifin ha'ora, how do you awaken in you the continuous tshuva that you should continuously benefit of tshuva without having first to fail. And that will be ha'echad barav dem is b'chayzik ha'koreh ha'odam ha'sarakov. The more stronger you recognize, who recognizes Hashem, u'b'chinoseh b'asmoreh stavoseh, and he recognizes to what extent Kosh Baruch Hu is continually doing tovus of him, mashuchay v'leim avedos, and how much he's committed because of this to give a Kosh Baruch Hu mek of the void, shmor mitzvah, to preserve his mitzvah, zor m'mash is, to what not to do. The deeper you're going to understand how much Hashem is with you, the deeper you're going to understand what you've done wrong. That means, if I did yesterday a chet, and I utilized the chet properly, I did today tshuva, and I came closer to Hashem because of this chet, because I did tshuva, you don't have to do a new chet in order to ignite a new rocket. I could take still yesterday's chet, and I could dwell, and it could be misboinen in that yesterday's chet, and to reach a deeper bottom, which I hit with the same act. In other words, I could always take my past, I don't have to redo a chet in order to go high. I take the yesterday's chet and research it again. And how do you research it? Because the more I was about Shuva, became about Shuva, and the more I get close to Hashem, I recognize the greatness of Hashem. And the more I recognize the greatness of Hashem, I come closer to Hashem. So, oi, what did I do yesterday? And that what did I do yesterday, on that you're going further. You then have to make a fresh chet. The next, it means the smallest chet, and that's what we said, David HaMelech said, Eschatoi ani pshoi ani edo. My pshet, my pesha, my sin, I need to, I know, what does me know? Knowledge is an unended thing, because knowledge never ends. You could go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more you dwell in the godless Hashem, the more you recognize how far, how distant you became alienated from Kodesh Baruch Hu through the chet. In every new acknowledgement, how far you went from Hashem, recharges, okay, ignites a new rocket. Makes a new tshuva. So it comes out, tshuva is a tmidis diga, new fresh explosion without having to make the chet again. The same chet, the more you know godless Hashem, and it goes automatically. Why? Because the minute you rise, you came out from a chet to do tshuva, you go to a high madrega. To a high madrega, you see a total new godless abode with greatest kedusha. You see, you're finding a total new world. And you see this new world, what did I do? I missed it. So again, there's a whole new beginning of tshuva, a whole beginning of feeling sorry, what you have done, I miss such a beautiful, you never knew there's such a beautiful thing. As I always say, the emotional child, you give a child a gift, he messed it out, messed it around, he never appreciated it, you gave him jewelry, you gave him a diamond. So a diamond, he thought it's a little pinnacle, it's worth a nickel. So he played around, cracked it, so he thought he cracked a nickel. But as he grows, he says, this is not a nickel, this is a diamond, it's worth $1,000. What did I do? I cracked $1,000. If you feel sorry what you have done again, you felt sorry. But every self fire before was sorry for a nickel, now you're feeling sorry for $1,000. And it grows further, it becomes a bigger maven. You see, this is not $1,000, this could be repolished, and it actually has a potential of $1 million. Even puts his hair even stronger. What did I do? I messed up $1 million. What did I do? He only did one act as a child. But as he grows and recognizes what potential he damaged, the more he's being hurt. So we could capitalize on one little chet in our early youth, all our life, as our knowledge grows. The Kshishi, Shara Tshuva, Abshin Nun Beis. Avol Ha'oifin Ha'ore Al Tshuva. Wow, which ways are we awakening our, can we awake ourselves to Tshuva? The Achad Marabot Vorm to one of those four things, which Tshuva has to be produced. Which are the four again? This is Charota, Aziva, Vidui, and Kabbalah. Echad, one of them which is needed in order to waken up is Mechazek, HaKores, HaOdam, HaSalakov. To the extent which a person recognizes Hashem, Ubchinosoi, to the extent of a man is realizing was modest avosa all of to what extent the Kodesh Baruch Hu is continuously bestowing goodness on him. The Mashu Chai Voleo, and therefore how much he required Mavadosa to serve Hashem, Shmuel Mitzvah, to serve his mitzvahs, Vizoy Mashu Yizir, and to be careful those who are told me not to do, because we endemn to Kodesh Baruch Hu every minute. a slave which ran away from his master. After he ran away, it's time to think, after when he thinks what good the master was with him all the time, and if then the more he thinks about how good the master was, he becomes more and more guilty, how come I ran away from him? He will on his own return to him with no force, to ask him forgiveness, which he before rebelled and ran away from his servants. He on his own, because he recognized, he acknowledged by to himself to what, how much he's indebted to his master, brings him to the recognition what kind of fool he was, how bad it was, but she didn't thank Hashem. This Eved is actually utilizing the right path, and maybe in the Sivat Solo, and understands the path of rescue. This Eved is worthy that they should forgive to him, and the Melech should bring, let him back close again. It means to say, this Eved comes back on his own because he recognized the greatness of the king. This Eved is worthy to be praised. Also made a foolish thing that ran away, the fact he came back on his own, for that alone is worthy to be praised. This type of person who comes back on his own, that means to say, but a man who comes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu through tshuva on his own, not because he was forced, not because he was threatened, because he made a cheshbon and he recognized how good Hashem was to him, how could Adon to him, and that makes him come back and ask forgiveness. Hashem says, Im Toshev Yisrael, Nuhum Hashem, you is slowly going to do tshuva, says Hashem, Eli Tosh, you're returning to me. Etzayel Oimer means to say, Im Toshev Yitzoyncho, if you're going to return to me, to your own desire, Koidem Boi Ho Eine Shalecho, before I force you to do tshuva, before I inflict punishment on you, is demos a kabel tshuvascho, I will accept your tshuva, the Efchal Bucho Lavoi Dosi, I'm going to choose you, that you should become my closest servant. In other words, he becomes promoted. Every slave has his stage where he is serving his master. And usually every Eved looks to be promoted. Now usually there's a certain process of promotion. You know, you work so much and so much, there's seniority, you work so long, you get promoted higher and higher. And the longer you stay on the job, the better job you do, that's the way. You're getting more and more promoted, get closer to the king. However, there's a process of promotion which comes from an adverse effect. And the Eved ran off, rebelled. And then he comes back on his own because he recognized a terrible thing he did. And he asks forgiveness to the Melech, who says, I recognize a good way to me. What did I do? Says Hashem, if you came back on your own, that in himself, you deserve a promotion. And if he gets him back, it's a lie, so you're coming closer to me. He gets even promoted. That's the Mokum Shabbat Tshuva. In other words, the spot, the stage where the Jews are reaching, they're reaching much faster and much higher than a tzaddik in his normal process of promotion can reach. And it comes up for the farther away he was, the harder it is to come back. And he proved the point that he came back on his own. The more effort he had to put back to come back on his own, Hashem says, I love you even more. You says, I love you. Efchar b'cho, I'm going to choose a new rabbi dosi.
Moshe is called Moshe Avdi. He goes in about tshuva. I mean, he reaches without. You don't have to necessarily. If you maklin yourself like Moshe, maybe you can just become an eved without.
Everyone is an eved. Question: what is your position as an eved? How do you get promoted further and further? The eved is an eved who works outside, a mile away from the palace. And there's a hodim which is in the garden. There's a eved who has right to come into the foyer. The Eved is right to dining room, the Eved is right to make the beds of the king too. It's the most intimate close Eved. And Moshe, everyone is the Eved. Question is, how do you promote yourself? Moshe Rabbeinu never went away. He promoted himself. Moshe, by the way, Moshe is not comparable to anyone. Moshe is from Ayom Atzilus. But it was Moshe Avdi, was total servant Hashem. We are all Avodim. Question is, how do we promote ourselves? How do we go upwards? So the greatest thing is to tshuva. The further you run away, and if you come back on your own, Barak, I mean, this is what's happening today. The tshuva, this is what the Maral explains us. Any son of God, Elo b'tshuva, the tshuva for Mashiach will come, will be a tshuva, not in force. And the Tony Bilal says, Any son of God, לא מתוך הצער, לא מתוך השיר, לא מתוך הטיר, לא מתוך חוסר מזיינס. They're not going to miss anything. אלא שסורים אומרים שיושם זה עם זה וכהל מזה עם זה וכהל המנשמע. Ten people sit, learn to hear. Oh, beautiful, what do we do? They bring themselves on the self-awareness and that brings them back. And here the Chavisus explains that this stuff about tshuva, which comes back on his own without being afraid from anything, yeah, and then Shem says, Eli Soshi, a Kabbal Chavosra, Efchal Bukho, Lavadosa, I'm going to choose on you. Now, you could understand that this is what the Maral explains. Why before Mashiach will come, it will be a door, Chutzpah Yazgah. Because we need a Chutzpah to become an integral part of our nature, in order we should become self-made Baal Tshuvas. Okay. If a person hasn't got chutzpah, he's guilty. He can't stand himself. He's afraid. All kind of chashboinus. And he does tshuva, but the chashboinus is because he can't stand to be out there. But chashboch is still not enough chutzpah. We couldn't care what the father will say. We couldn't care what the Rebbe will say. We couldn't care what society will say. We couldn't care less about nobody. And we couldn't care less about ourselves too. Today is a world without any accounting. You don't have to account. This is Pshat Pnei Dor Kepnei Kelev. What the Gemara said before Mashiach, the dog will be like a dog. They're not going to be embarrassed of each other. In other words, there wouldn't be any exterior reason why to do tshuva. It's a very beautiful thought. All the negativeness which is being told on this generation before Mashiach will come are really conditions which has to be first met in order to prove that the Baal Tshuva of today is a Baal Tshuva because Eli Toshiv. It comes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no exterior reason why he does Tshuva. Not embarrassment, not he's afraid, not he's... He does Tshuva because he recognizes the truth and it says Hashem, Hashem. And then on this Baal Tshuva says the B'chavis Al-Vavis, Hashem says, Im Toshiv Yisrael, if you return, you return, not nobody's talking to Hashem, Eli Toshiv, you come, I'm promoting you. So therefore the Dor Shel Mashiach, which they're going to be the closest to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're going to present to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is what's their schus? The schus is this, they all came back on the lie. They're coming back to Kodesh Baruch Hu on their own. So Kodesh Baruch Hu prepared the ground that nothing should force, therefore the guy accepts us, and it could be a good. And even one other thing, this today's phenomena in the world, that a Jew could be a good Jew, whatever he wants. Today's Jew is a variety. To be a Yid is a variety, like in a department store. You could come in, you could be a Israel Jew, you could be a modern Jew, you could be a Hasidic Jew, you could be this type of Hasidic, you could be this type of elitic, and that. There's Baruch Hashem such a variety, just like going to department stores. Just going to a Jewish one-stop, and see all the Nash and everything, and everyone with a different Hechsher. You see a Chungam with four different beautiful Hechsherim, bubblegum like this, and bubblegum like that. There's a variety of Kashrus, there's a variety of Taivas, the Menovel Bershus HaTorah. So there's also a variety of becoming Yid, and everyone feels himself so good. Why is this all available? Because in order to make it possible, this is also a background for the Baal Tshuva to become a genuine Baal Tshuva. But that nothing forces you to become a Baal Tshuva, because you could find yourself. If you're a Jew that, you know, you like to die only once a week, you could find a society which are very nice Jews and good Jews, better something than nothing, Hashem loves you. Dam once a week, dam Shabbos only. The Jew that you daven every day, but you don't go to shul, that's beautiful, it's also good. Everyone has his way that he could find himself, even known, in a very good Jew, and everyone, you are okay, I'm okay, everyone is okay. Well, this type of thing, what's happened? So nobody's pushing it. These people don't have to think about Shul, that somebody's, is anyone giving any guilt trip for them? No. So what makes them to become them good about Shul? All of a sudden, they open up a Chavis HaVos, they open up a Shulchan Aruch, and they will say, I would set nothing less, what the Torah says. I'll set the nothing less, the whole Shulchan Aruch. What do you care with society? What do you care with my family does? I want to be always gehalt in a Yid, 100%. Now when Yid makes this Cheshbon, he becomes an independent Baal Tshuva. And that brings Mashiach. That's Efchal B'chol Avedosim. V'im Tosir Shikutzecha Miponai. And if you're going to take away this, you know, you don't say one thing because you mean another thing, you know. You're not going with das. same thing is in tshuva. To be libcho lo shevelai b'emuna, you got to be 100% a pure tshuva with no cheshbonus, no side cheshbonus. Then it's baruchu b'cho goyim, the goyim will be blessed with you. U'b'cho yishalolu, through you yishalolu, they're going to be able to be praised. They're going to be able to be. And this Mashiach actually. Malo ores deis Hashem. It's baruchu b'cho goyim b'cho yishalolu. And we could see this is mamish the condition of the Baal Tshuva, and this is Ein Yisrael Negalim Eilu B'Tshuva. And the Shatayr says very clearly in the Vua that this is going to be in the end of days. Voi kivrechu kol advorim eile habrucha vaklolo ashu voiso en levovecho b'chol agoyim asher lechecho shem alkecho shavo shavto ad Hashem alkecho shemato b'koyer ato zaracho. This is the shav Hashem shavuzcho b'chulu b'chulu mol Hashem eslevovcho. This is a beautiful Tshuva. On a cheshbonus, simple, a love affair with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and going deeper. And this type of a tshuva will be Baruch Hu B'cho Goyim B'cho Yisalol. And why? Because only through this type of a returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach could afford to make a selection who is worthy, who is not worthy. Because L'choyer the Goy will tie in a gewaldige time, Mashiach will come. What do you want from us? What do you want from me? Did he give us a Torah? Did he give us parents? Did he give us chinuch? Did he give us Hatzut? Did he give us the Gedolim that the Jewish people have? We don't have anything like that. I mean, how could a guy be accused of today's time that he's a guy, whatever he did? Who raised him? Look, he's born into society which is corrupt through and through, of all conditions. So what does Hashem tell us? Yes, that's the problem. Look at the Jewish people. So what does the Jewish people? Well, listen, look what your heritage they have. Look what kind of teachers they have. Look at so wait a minute. Don't you know the Jew? 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they were just like you. They're totally disconnected with their heritage, they're totally disconnected with their parents, totally disconnected with their Torah. They were totally, totally disconnected from anything and everything. They were so far away, even lower than you, Goya. What made them come back? Honesty. They came back on their own, without any help, without any crouch, without any exterior motive. They become tshuva by recognizing Hashem in today's time, without any guilt feeling, chutzpah yazge, v'chulu v'chulu. There's no busha. You could do anything you want, just like you. They like just the originator, the Avraham Avinu, when he recognized Hashem. Did anyone impose it on him? Anyone taught it to him? The opposite, they all fought him. There was not one person taught like him. However, since he recognized the truth, he says, I'm going to live the emes, and I don't care about nobody. And if you think I'm going to have to pay my life for the emes, I give my life up for the emes. This means an honest person. Amuna. This is Shat Veloshi Velai Ba'amuna. With emes. Amuna also means emes, with total honesty, with nothing. And this will be reproduced again before Mashiach will come. So when there will be, in times of Mashiach, a new, fresh Am Yisrael, with the entire situation of there being Am Yisrael is based on the honesty, no hypocrisy, no outside help, you go, why can't you be like that? He was just like you as a guy. He had no bush, he had everything. It was, but he could have remained where he was, and he could have justified himself just like you justify yourself. So then, only when this argument is ready, then is Mashiach ready to come. Until Hashem cannot make the separation between to accuse the goy by being a role model, the yid, as the goy, as he says, and as the pasuk says, is baruch hu goy b'choy salolu. Until we're not in a level that is baruch hu goy b'choy salolu, the goy cannot be penalized. They cannot be the yom adin, God of God. Mashiach cannot come, and this is very, very important to understand it. It's one of the fundamentals. You say this, which we have to understand in today's time, what time we live. And every person looks at himself, and he could say, every person could justify anything and everything what he wants. And after then you come back to it on your own. That's the beauty of tshuva. So I spoke to the Russians this Sunday, and I brought it into the history in Torah. And I said that the world got ruined by two forces, the Dora Mabel and the Dora Floga. The Dora Mabel has said it's a capitalism. Tivus and Noah, they don't deny Hashem. Say, Hashem, you want to be, you exist there in heaven, as long as you don't bother us there, exist very well. As long as you give us the dollar, we believe in you. In God, that's the capitalism, that's the Dora Mabel, Tivus, that's America. They print on every dollar, in God we trust. As long as you give us the dollar, we trust in God. We have our Gashmish again, we can do whatever we want. You don't bother us, in God we trust. Just take away the dollar, God is taken away. There's nothing there. That's one way of fighting Hashem with materialism. The Dora Floga is socialism, is communism. What is the whole foundation of socialism. All humanity are alike, we are all one, and everyone has the same thing, and there's no God, and there's nothing. There's nothing, there's absolutely nothing. What is the Dorah Flogra? We call Oretz, Sofa Echos, Dvorim Achodim. All at one language, all unity, all at one interest, and there's no God. So that's communism. Okay, so communism says there's no dollars, there's no God, there's nothing there. Okay, so I told the Russians, you went through all this concept. There's no dollars, and no, you never had dollars and no God. Both of them took away from you. Gashmias and Ruchis took away from you. Now they throw into America and they give you dollars with God. That's just the same way killing you, as the same thing. But then now when we oppose this boat and Vinegala, and I said, this is Pshat. This tree had spread all humanity. It says this tree, Shem Chom V'Yofes, represents these three elements. Chom is America, materialism. Just is enslaved to his the garbage. The Flamingo liberated the Schwarze, the Chom, the equality. Chom believes in domination, as the Africans. That's capitalism, democracy. That's Chom, Gashmias, and this. Yefes, Yasser, Yavishkor Hashem, that's society, high society, Greece. This is idealism, socialism. This is Yefes. Those, and both are too, they come from different angles. They both hate Shem. Shem is, Baruch Hashem, Kel Elyon. Shem is a Kodesh Baruch, recognizing the truth. And both of them hate Shem. They're both anti-Semites. Doesn't matter, because Chom and Yefes come from totally different angles, capitalism, socialism, but both equally fighting Shem. And you have to recognize who your Shem is after when you are being victimized by both. But Tshuva al kol atnoim bima she'omar, and the Tshuva is an older atnoim what you said is Baruch Hu b'chol god. But Tshuva al kol atnoim bima she'omar. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says on all the Tanoim which he said before, in Tosu Shikut Tzerko before, I saw him receive Rechma Vedos, and Shvatu Bishmi Be'emet. All this thing, if it's going to be met, and all this Tanoim from you as a Baal Tshuva going to be met, Humasha Omar, the Pasuk says, what will I return to you for that Tshuva? This is Baruch Hu Boi Goyim, Boi Yishalolu. Kavone Bucho, the Kavone Bucho, Omar says, Tshuva Olai, then Tshuva Aleichem. If you return to me, comes to Rusa de Lesata, because you made your cheshmer and efesh, Shuv Aleichem, I will return to you, and I'm going to be misgalati. That's the first condition. Cheshmer and efesh and our own coming back, no, that's the first condition of tshuva. Vasheini, it's the second tonight, the second is Oirirus, which you have to wake up. Veishe tevoyu terchachas haboir. So this was the first one, the priority, that you do before Hashem punishes you. The second stage of tshuva is, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring him to Chocho, will bring him Musar, Achlomoso, and he's going to embarrass him. Al roya mas of him a fall of his bad things. Bein ala de novi doiro, if he chastises him, he gives him Musar to the novi, to the prophet, im yir bezman al vu, if he lives in the time of Noah. Oy mitoyres Hashem an amono, or through Torah, he finds himself in the Torah and is getting embarrassed through the Musar which the Torah gives him. Oy mitoy moire la voire salim, or through a teacher which is teaching him to come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, has been Misoir Ashutanus Haboire, Ba'oretz Abruah, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the end of Yadoyes Rekman. And every door, it says in a statement, that these people, Moire Lavoyres Elohim, that every door, there is people who are asking people to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ashutanus Haboire, Ba'oretz Abruah, which is the Kodesh Baruch Hu demanding. And that's from his teacher. Ain't domino doris rekma. There's no door which a person could say there was no teacher. There's always somebody from whom you could learn. Moshe Omer Rabbi Sein Zechon Lebroche has chazal ta asher kof se shim she shul Moshe zot se shim shul shul tal midai. As Moshe died, came up Yeshua asher kof se shim she shul Eli zot se shim shul Shmuel Ramosi asher kof se shim shul Yoel zot se shim shul Elisha o yom shem esre bekiven o derbeine akodosh o derech ve imotze bekol adoyes. In every door there's a replacement. The B'chol HaRotzos in every land. Moshe Digi Klal, that Am Yisrael is never empty of that. However, of course, every door has his own type of teacher. And not every teacher is the same as it was there. Rebbe wasn't like Rebbe Kiva in school. It will never be missing somebody who calls out, come to a Kodesh Baruch Hu Lodos at your service, a Moiris Torosovich teaches his Torah. Now, the one who listens to this Moiris, to this teacher, Vashavazeh, the one who returns, because he has been affected by this teaching, is, what is he compared? Like a servant who ran away from service of his master. He met the other loyal servant. He told him, how could you do such a thing? He didn't come back on his own. He was told, how could you do such a thing? But Yoatzos advises him to return. He told him, please, if you return, the master will forgive you. The skill of the voice of the chasodah reminds him of the goodness. Shav elav in return, v'nichna elav. And he comes back. So this second one is not as choshev as the first one, because already he had to be reminded from an outside factor, but he was reminded also in a positive way. He wasn't warned, threatened by Oynesh. He was reminded in a positive way. How could you do it? He had such a good...
The first one
comes on his own. Totally on his own. Nobody reminds him. The second one,
but
he has... On his own.
I mean, the bad times happening, is that what it is?
That's the second. The first one totally on his own. Therefore, here I'm very much reminding you that you're going out and teaching others. We never suppose a team not trying to be never take away a good, never take away an opportunity for good from a person. That means I go out to lecture, let's say, to secular people. You have to know how you talk. You see, you have to have a harvest system. You have to see everyone should get maximum potential value from his life. Now he sits a secular person. Your first choice should be to make him a number one Baal Tshuva. The second choice is to make him a second Darga. Now what is the first choice of Baal Tshuva? He should come back on his own. So how do you do it? You don't demand from the Tshuva at all, not. You don't demand Tshuva. You just speak to him the beauty of Judaism, the beauty of Torah, beauty of our history, the beauty of what Torah gives, and what the purpose of life, and the value of life, and the value of a moment, just information. And the one who wakes up based on this, says, look how beautiful it is, what I'm doing, what I'm neglecting, and he becomes a Baal Tshuva because he's waking up, you really caused him to become a number one Baal Tshuva. That's the number one. Then comes the second stage. Second stage, he says, then you could start talking. So how do you give it away for such a beautiful thing? How could we do such a thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have to come back and he's going to accept us. You're not threatening him, just attend the beauty, but you're putting in already the demand, please come back. Now, the second one is necessary if the first one failed. But if you jump fast and you start with the second one and ask, hey, come on, do tshuva, how beautiful it is, you're depriving him from the first one. I mean, we those who are in the field to be Mekarev V'Choykim, we have to learn very strongly, because, and I'm going to tell you one thing, it could be very well, we're going to go on Olam Emes, and we have to give cheshbon nefesh that we deprived many good people for many good things. Never mind, those people immediately jump and start talking about Oynish Gehenim, you're going to be punished, you're going to be this. He's making him a third, fourth rank Baal Tshuva. He doesn't give him a chance to be a first and second. Even if it comes to Baal Tshuva, what you take away, and it's the same thing when we speak to our children. Now, we done. You know, Baruch Hashem, we learn how to bechanuch our children, how to talk to ourselves, the children, by teaching. I'm giving this afternoon in Lawrence, in Priority 1, I'm giving a lecture to the Koyle Dinganai, they're being trained for Kirov. Baruch Hashem, this is fundamental things that you have to know. But we don't have to know to them, we have to know to our children too. When we make our children yidden because we're threatening them, we want to punish them.
We were taught with a stick.
Okay, yeah, okay, but don't blame anyone. But don't blame anyone. Those are the old generations. You can't help it. I mean, I have a tape on this. The courage to say no to your children. I'm explaining this generation gap, why once was like that. All those mistakes which our parents have done with us, we justified. They had to make it in order to make us potential new Baal Tshuvas. Their parents make mistake with our parents, our parents make mistake with us, you make mistake with your children, you see your children make mistake with you, I very clearly say, I said it once and I told it to my father admitted to me, and I remember your mistake which you did with me, but I'm not holding it against you, that made me a mensch. But I also admit the mistake which I made with my children, I see my children making a mistake with their children, and there's a reason for, the reason is nothing. It's okay. There's a reason for it. The reason for it is that everyone has to become an independent Baal Tshuva. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu caused so that every generation should cause a damage to the second generation, the Torah should be given over in such a way that it fell on his face and just opened the bottom and people fell out. And they think those who didn't fell out are still remain with all the this, they got something, they got anything, the empty shells, the plastic, they avoid, you know, silver, there's nothing there, Until a person doesn't pick himself up on his own continually, he's not a living person, he's an existing person. In order to become a living person on your own, everyone has to become his own Baal Tshuva. Of course, you don't have to go to the point of Chilul Shabbos to become a Baal Tshuva. You could become a Tshuva in any given level and to start living on your own. You have to boost yourself. You're just like a car who got stuck, so you push him, you push him, you push him, but once he starts up, then he gets on his own. We have been pushed by our parents and pushed by things, like, fine, but those people who you push, as long as you push me, I'm rolling, and after that I'm stopping, he's never on his own. The father still pushes him, the Rebbe still pushes him, society still pushes him. He's never on his own. I would just pick up your own energy, pick up, start up your own car, boom, and go for it, take your direction, go. It's enough, you have been enough pushed. But what happens if the guy doesn't get on his own? You stop pushing him, you know, you have friends, the car gets stuck, so guy's pushing you. But you see, you're sitting back, you're not trying to start up the car, you stop pushing, then you get stuck and finish. Then you have no choice, then you start working. That's exactly what's happening. The old generation is, they pushed us, they had terrible times. Hashem took away the push. Stop pushing us. Then we got totally stuck. So these stages of tshuva, we have to memorize it to ourselves and also how to pass it on for others. Not to jump the gun, not to go to step three and go with this, because then you're depriving them not to become grade A or grade B.
You don't come to the tow truck before you see the key works and the engine turns out.
It's the easy stuff, yeah.
If someone gives you mussar, is it naturally to rebel and go the other way? The second level in the way, because if someone tells you to do something, go to a supermarket stand because you have your yetzer tukfa, you're not going to do it. So in a way,
but you can't ignore mussar either. Mussar also has a value. But the question when? Mussar only has a value when a person already made a commitment, person wants to be good, person is conscious, person so and so and so. He has a yetzer hara. He has to fight his yetzer hara. He's weak. So comes the mussar from his father, Shema Abed Mussar Avicho, and it helps him fight what he wants. See, that's mussar. Mussar is a power, is an encouraging element, but you have to know when. You know, a person is on a diet, a person wants to diet, is committed to diet, he wants to diet, and he fights every time he sees food. And all of a sudden, you see him eating, and say, "You pig, you fat, so stop eating." Okay? It helps him to stop eating, because he knows he's a pig. That's mussar. Okay? But the guy has no havamin of stopping eating, he makes it b'shitta. You fat, so you mavash him. You're doing nothing. It becomes a bigger fat. So the mussar is detrimental. So we have to know viaran viaros. Mussar is a good thing. So if in the previous generations, the yid again ashtalts a yid, and he was a committed Jew, and he wanted to be a good Jew, and he fought his yitzhar continuously, and it was all there. But there was windy storm winds, and there was weakenings. So mussar was the reinforcement. They were so salantic and mussar. And the hack, because we wanted it, so that was a reminder. That's a reminder. But now when we live in a time, who needs it? Who wants it? You have no commitment whatsoever. You can't make a person to make a commitment through mussar. You're pushing them further away. So it's not a steal. You should always know, every time when you have a critic, there's a mitzvah liyashev. You have to understand what was the previous age. You have to be miyashev, our parents, our grandfathers, our rabbis, how the system was. It was a different time. They spoke to different elements. However, the society dropped out of them. They only learned one way. They learned only one way, and I think the old still today the old mechanchem. They learned the way to be mechanch, the way the society was then. They don't realize they're facing a total different society. Children are total different children. Now you have to make them want. You have to make them to want to make a commitment. Then come, we need mussar even today to ourselves and to our children, but only after. After he went through a seminar, went through this, and he wants it, said, "Please give me mussar. I need chizuk. I need a push." Mussar is a push. But first you have to want to roll. If you don't want to roll, why are you pushing me? I don't want to go. Leave me alone. You have to make him.
To tell a yid, I think that the technique today, the way I see it, is to tell a yid how the gittes is out of yid, how the beauty of Yiddishkeit.
That second stage. Tell him, okay, come back, how good it is, Hashem will love you so. That second stage is also good. But there is something before that. Sit back and learn. Sure, Abraham Avinu, nobody told him anything. He just analyzed things. Facts. No, and in the person who, by seeing facts, comes on his own. That's the highest level. That's the highest level. So therefore, we have
but
to.
How we go out to speak. That's what.
No. So first, you have to represent the facts in such a way that the person should appeal so that on his own should want to come back. Then you gave him the most beautiful chance of coming. And by the way, that's the right way of doing. Nothing at all. Don't give him any suggestion. He knows. He has to make the suggestion to himself. That's a tshuva, great A. Then comes great two. So now, why don't you come back? It's beautiful. Hashem will love you, and it's easy. And so then, when he comes back on that, he's also nice about tshuva, but already had to be schlepped. Tshuva three, which is going to say shlishi, is musa.
Again, shuvalai.
Shem says, shuvalai.
The guy has to come on his own.
Yeah, he comes on his own. However, that Tinek Shanishba doesn't know anything, so all I have to give him information. When I give him information, he comes on his own and makes. Information of beauty of Yiddishkeit, what Yiddishkeit is.
So this is the second.
No, second is why did you left it? Why didn't you come back? We don't tell him you left it, come back
but
or don't come. Just tell him information. See, a person who knows information, he could make his own cheshbon. The second, the teenager doesn't know anything, doesn't know where to start the cheshbon.
What do you call information?
So the purpose of creation, meaning of life, what is worth of
life? Cheshbon Hashem is what the Chavos of Allah said in the beginning. He says, the person makes a cheshbon, how much Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving him, and how
usually, for me, every Sunday.
He was born in the Avraham Avinu B'Zichrei.
Yeah, but how we do it, first, I always tell for the first lectures in the seminars, I start off always what life means, what creation means, what purpose means. Hashem created the world and he gave people, mankind, to choose whatever you want to be. You could be, you could live the present, you could live the future, you could be my partner, you could be a slave. To be mazbe, what a goy, what a yid, what life is, what chis hameisim is, what neshama is. Just to be mazbe, just explain the facts. Explain the facts. And I said, the world is a supermarket. You could be free choice. That's the greatness. So you could be whatever you want to be. Now go be. Now take what you want to be. And Avraham Avinu was the first one. He said, I'm going for the maximum at any cost and any price. And we are the potential of Avraham Avinu. You could do whatever you want. That's the way you come to them. And this is such a beautiful thing. Nobody's pushing. It's a privilege for me. I'm going into such an open supermarket. I can pick and choose. And he becomes, because of that forward, he's about tshuva, a great day. Number one. He's a number one about tshuva. He comes, this is a shuvalike. He comes totally on his own. I didn't tell him to come. I just gave him information. Is it worthy to come? He should be able to choose. He can bechira. Usually I go further. I say, I have bechira. I receive bechira because I know this both facts. So at least I could choose. So with you guys, you victims, they took away from you a choice. You can't even choose because you don't know what you're choosing. So all what we're doing, we're not telling you what to do. You have to say to yourself what to do. We're giving you a choice, free choice. That's a very important part, and they like it very much. I don't go tell you what, it's your life.
Especially
your
with the Russian Jews. They hate when someone tells them what to do. Says, we have 70 years of it already. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, but you explain them in depth, the beauty of creation.
Yes,
they're very deep. This Sunday, they were in tears. I mean, they're very intelligent guys.
Before someone does tshuva before they come to the cult. Before he comes to the codes.
Yeah.
But after the first lecture.
Yeah, because that's what we have to give everyone. And to them, that's what we have to give to our children too. We always have to represent our children, the positive is the beauty, and the child should come on his own. Then he likes it. The child has to like it. You could talk about Tilim, how beautiful Tilim is. Tilim is programmed by David HaMelech. And when you say Tilim, you sing in the same words, the same thing with David HaMelech said. There's a lot of comments like you're pushing a button on a computer. There's a lot of printed coming out. You don't have to say, but if you say, anyway, partly connected to David HaMelech, like you're interconnected the line with the computer all the way to the software, to the program, which David HaMelech taught. And just, well, it could be. And it picks a Tilim, says thing on his own. That's beautiful. But when he comes, you have to say Tilim, you did this and this and this and this. It's Tilim. It doesn't. It comes on it. Everything has to be done. The person should come on his own. That's shuvalai. That's the first priority.
Do you give children prizes or mitzvah notes for doing a mitzvah?
This is already number two.
Giving them prizes.
That's number two. That's number two. You have to do it. You could do it. You should do it because obviously our children they're not better. They're not that much better than we are. they're not gonna everything on their own. They can't, after all, give them so clearly. We would have been nice role models. You see, we would have been always so excited. You should know one thing. Whatever the children don't have is our fault. Because whatever we really have, we give them. They get. Okay? why the Jews today, what is the most practiced mitzvah still today? Mil is not done by themselves. Mil is done by the parents.
Pesach.
Seder is the most practiced. Second is Yom Kippur. Why is Pesach still kept the most? Because in all the mitzvahs which we do, the most genuine thing which we do excitedly, fully, is a Seder night. And children see it. See,
they got
Purim. No, it's not. It's not truly the same message. No. I have a special built-in feeling for Seder. Where did it come? Because I saw by my father. My father saw by his father, and this is something was very genuine. This was. We become robots in everything, in any area. But this was very. In anything which is full, you see an excitement of things like havas that ingrains in a child, and it becomes your possession. Therefore, this is the last mitzvah which we don't lose. Because this was genuinely, the second is Yom Kippur, and Kippur is not lost. Everything which has been done with the Slavos, with the Emzdikat, with the Simcha, with understanding, that automatically goes to a child. So if you want to give over to your child Torah, you want to give him Havas Torah, he has to see in you a genuine Havas Torah. He has to be an excited person for Torah. You want to give him for davening, he has to see in you a Havas and davening, Chesed. It's our fault that the children don't appreciate. Because they don't see it bad. We talk. We become lecturers. We lecture our children. We have to become role models to our children. Children have to see that you're bubbling, you're doing, you're living, you're excited. You never get nervous. It's not depression. It becomes a very genuine Passover. This passes on there. That's what the Pasuk says. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokech v'shamato v'koiloi. This already, as the Sopanus says, lo ikamitzis eno Hashem Elomo. What are you doing? Because it's just your trait, your habit. You're doing because v'shamato v'koiloi. You're excited to listen to Gosh Baruch Hu. Ato v'zerecho. Then you come, you and your children. So I was medayak. Only here says ato v'zerecho. The previous Pasuk, v'oise elovech v'chol ha-goyim. It's about you because of this. That doesn't go over to the children. It's not excitement. You have to do tshuva. You see, as the Sopanus says, you see the difference between you and a goy. You're forced to do tshuva. Like I'm a bum, I have to do tshuva. That doesn't go over to a child. It's missing his lahavas. The second stage, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokech v'shamato v'koil kol asher nitzavcha hayom. Doing everything, not because he's a person who does it with his lahavas. He doesn't segregate and doesn't discriminate between mitzvahs. Kol asher nitzavcha hayom. Everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, is meshuga over it. That is atos erecho. That goes over to the children. Only simcha v'tov levav goes over to children. And that has to be done. So if you have a problem with a child of a certain area, which you can't make enthusiastic about it, the first stage is, you get enthusiastic. You and your wife get together and work. And don't speak to him. Just speak excitedly about the thing. You should see it in you. Automatically gravitates. He picks it up right away. They have good antennas. They pick up everything. You could really broadcast everything, but not direct. And then when the child comes on his own, this is Mamasha, number one Baal Tshuva. This is what it says. This is the Choshesta. And on that we have the Brocha. If you're going to meet this thing, it says, is Baruch Hu B'chol Goyim U'B'chol Yisrael. Why? When a person comes back on his own, totally on his own, he's an excited person. So any company which he goes in, he gives excitement. The Goyim B'chol Yisrael. Through you, they're going to be Mahal. Gon Hashem Mahulal Ma'oid. Because Baruch Hu is Mahulal by Goyim. This is Halu Hashem Kol Goyim Shavchu Kol Olimim. Through who? Through you. The Yidden world of Gedreit. We go around between the Goyim and they see continuously, very excited and a jubilant Jew. Automatically, this gives the Goy a tremendous. No, Kigovar Lechazer could be. We recognize it. But the minute we recognize it, Kigovar, we have that.
And the second guy, only when he sees his Rebbe around, he snaps into shape. But
your second one has to be reminded. Yeah. It's still good, it still comes positive, but it continuously has to be reminded. So if he has to be reminded, the boy cannot come back, because who is reminding him? But when you are walking, you're walking role model. So wherever you go, the boy is b'chol yisalolu. It's b'chol b'chol goyim. And what the Mashiach Molo or is there is Hashem, that every guy going to appreciate Hashem. How would they know to appreciate Hashem? Every guy has to do with Yidden. And that contact with Yidden makes him is Baruchu B'chol Goyim. Goyim will be his Baruchu B'chol. So we become the Or L'Goyim. We become the Lights of Goyim. This could only be one, but Shuba number one. And I always say, that's the reason Hashem spread us all around the world, in all business, in all areas. And the way of tshuva has to be under this condition. Therefore, when we teach people, just teach. Don't tell them what to do. I have it always in the start coming stage number two. You should come to stage number two after you gave them a chance of stage number one. stage number one. You have to first give them information. Those who jump at stage number three, they start threatening, they have such a style, Gehenna, Mazel Shabbos, that even they become Baal Teshuvas, you made a harm, you damaged them. Even made them Baal Teshuvas.
First one is, they become a teacher, but as you said, first one is the most difficult, actually, to put.
Yeah?
The Eshta, to make someone, to choose by himself.
But this depends on the person already. You have to do your chair. If you do a good sales job, not always a person has a school, so you could do a good sales job, and the person has got the school to come back on his own. So the next, but at least you develop him, at least you're preparing him for stage number two. So then you could say, okay, come back. Then it becomes stage number two. Okay.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.